Reading Affectionate Guidance, Chapter 22, The Voice of Sri Chaitanya Dev. Anyere hridaya mana mora mana brindavana, mane bane eka kori jani, taha tomara paradvaya karaha yadi udaya, tabe tomara purna kripa mani. The illusory environment is always attacking and disturbing the jiva souls in so many ways. But Prabhupada Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati started the cleansing process, like Gundicha Marjan, the cleansing of the Lord's temple. This was his first work in this world. The heart must be made like Vrindavan. It won't do to keep a jungle in the heart. Many disturbing elements are in the jungle, but there is nothing like that in Vrindavan. Everything in Vrindavan is perfectly pure, so we must worship the Supreme Lord purely. To mix with Maya for our sense pleasure and invite God in our heart is gross hypocrisy. With great force, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur did everything in their power to smash such hypocrisy. Their first work was to preach the name. In Bengal, so many would chant the name, but in a hashish-smoking party. Some would chant for hours on end. There was no dearth of such Harinam in Bengal. But the qualification of real purity was absent. Because of this, Mahaprabhu's sampradaya, or religious succession, became completely adulterated. People uttered the name Vaishnava with hatred. The groups known as Nera, Darabesha, Sani, Aul, Baul, Kartabhaja, etc., they all made such a hodgepodge of Mahaprabhu's high and confidential teachings of divine perfection that Mahaprabhu was no longer respected by the people. If anyone said, "A Vaishnava is at the door," the head of the family would say, "Oh, give him a little rice and send him off." Such was the conception the common people had of Vaishnavas. But the real Vaishnava Dharma is Jiva Dharma, the nature of the soul, the divine life of the soul. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote his book, Jiva Dharma, to bring genuine Vaishnava religion out to the world. Jivera Svarupa Hoya Krishnera Nitya Das, Krishnera Tatashtha Shakti, Bedha Bedha Prakash. From Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhilila 2108. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught, quote, "The real identity of the soul is as an eternal servitor of Krishna. He is Krishna's marginal potency, present simultaneously distinct yet non-distinct from Krishna." End of quote. And it was this type of transcendental knowledge that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Goswami brought here. That was already present, but hidden in the scriptures or holy books, and he revealed it. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Goswami's unique contribution was the Daiva Varnashram Dharma, or godly socio-religious society, according to the proper interpretation of the scriptures. That is, Daiva Vanashram Dharma Hari Bhakti Yara Marma Shastra Yukti Korila Nishchaya. The so-called religion that goes on in the material world is demoniac or Asura Vanashram. But the Daiva Vanashram Dharma always strives to worship the Lord. There are many devotional duties, but their aim is exclusively the satisfaction of the Lord. Shravanang Kirtanang Vishnuho Smaranang Pada Sevanang, or hearing, chanting, remembering, etc., are all duties for no other purpose but worshipping the Lord. The execution of these functions is known in its primary stage as Daiva Varnashram. The bodily calculation of considering a Brahmana's son a Brahmana, or a Shudra's son a Shudra, etc., is false. Chatur Varnyang Maya Shishtang Guna Karma Vibhagashaha. Bhagavad Gita 4.13. Quote, "The four social divisions are created by me and divided according to man's qualities and works." Close quote. Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur showed us that genuine socio-religious organization of Varnashram Dharma must worship the Lord. And above Varnashram Dharma is Vaishnavism or Jaiva Dharma, the divine life or religion of the soul. This is the line of which Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Goswami established real Vaishnavism in the world. A Vaishnava is never inferior to a Brahmana. A Vaishnava is always superior to a Brahmana. That is his real position. The position of a Vaishnava is never merely next to a Brahmana. The Vaishnava lives in the other world, the transcendental world of service, Seva Maya Bhumika, or Nirguna Bhumika, the transcendental plane. And Varnashram Dharma is in the Saguna Bhumika, the plane of mundane qualities. But the attempt to rise above the mayic plane comes within the purview of Varnashram Dharma. Vanashramach aravata purushena paraha puman Vishnur aradhyate pantha nanyat tat tosa karanam. Quote from Vishnu Purana: Almighty Vishnu is worshipped by the person whose practices conform to the social and religious duties. Varnadharma, Ashramadharma. In this world, there is no other way to propitiate him. Close quote. Such a teaching guides the world towards the worship of Lord Krishna. But the Vaishnavas live in the transcendental world. For example, if you take prasadam, you are not taking mere rice, vegetables, water, etc. You are taking what was offered to Krishna. You cannot be responsible for any sin. The devotee offers everything for Krishna's pleasure. Tvayopa bhukta srag gandha vaso lankara charchitaha uchchishta bhojino dasas Tava Mayang Jayemahi. Srimad Bhagavatam 11.6.46. Quote, "Adorned with the garlands, scents and clothing enjoyed by you, and partaking of your remnants, O Lord, we, your servitors, can conquer your Maya." Close quote. In this way, the eternally living and ecstatic Satchit Anandamoy element that is present within is again fully manifest. Similarly, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Goswami once again revealed to the world that which is eternal and ever fresh. Before his appearance, people might have been chanting the name of God, but how did they chant it? In his time, he was the inaugurator of the genuine chanting of Harinam. Prithivite yata kata dharma name chale, bhagavata kahe saga paripuna chale. Totalitarian war against Maya. What passes in this world in the name of religion, everything is false. You are Jiva soul. Krishna is like the great sun, and you are like a sun ray. The sun ray must always be attached to the great sun. That is his nature. Krishna is like a big exalted magnet, and you are like iron. Therefore, he is called Krishna, meaning Krish, to attract, and Na, to give joy. He attracts us and gives us ecstasy. Kashan Venu Svanair Gopir Gopinata Shriyestunaha. This is Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's gift. Many acharyas, such as Shankaracharya, Buddha, Ramanuja, Nimbaditya, Madhvacharya, came and distributed the mercy of the Lord. But the supreme position was given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That was suppressed by the illusory environment, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami came, cleansed and revealed that divine gem. He clarified to the world the real position of Vaishnava Dharma. Now nobody can accuse Vaishnava Dharma of being a lower class religion or conception. It can only be admitted to be greater than the greatest. He established, especially in Bengal, the renounced order of the Vaishnavas, Tridanda Sannyas. Previously, the custom was Ekadanda Sannyas of the Mayavadis. He established many things in a new light, in the pure line. The chanting process, the preaching process, he renovated everything and established the proper line according to the Vedic culture to take us to our supramental destination. Once, along with Srila Guru Maharaj, we visited his godbrother, Sauren Babu. A big pandit who was very much opposed to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami also came to that meeting. Guru Maharaj gave his lecture, and after that, on the invitation of Sauren Babu, that pandit gave his lecture. He admitted, "We can now understand that we were wrong and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada was right. In my youth I heavily opposed his preaching, but that was my great wrong. I now can say that he was upholding genuine righteousness, and all of us who opposed him were wrong. The Gosai, Pandits, Sahajya, all were wrong." At that time, so-called Vaishnavism was very low-classism, but after Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, it again rose to its high, glorious position. You will see two lines of a special song at the front of our Natmandir. Matala Harijana Kirtana Range Pujala Ragapata Gaurava Bhange. This verse is the personification of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami. What is the worship he showed us? And how is it executed? Both are shown here. Before, if a Vaishnava came to the door, everybody would think he was naked but for a kopin, or at least his cloth must be dirty. And he wore beads and tilak. Mata nera kopani pada, nake tilak galaya mala. This was how Bhaktivinoda Thakur described the pseudo-Vaishnava. Eho ta ek kalira chala, like a servant of Kali, a devil. This whole anomaly was smashed by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami. He established big mats, monasteries, and mandirs, temples. He engaged all the fruits of technology and materialism, motor cars, printing presses, and so many things, for spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. His preaching began at Ultradingi Junction Road in Calcutta. There was a two-storied building with only one room upstairs. Downstairs there were four rooms where four Vaishnava families lived, all his disciples, and with their donations they kept him in the single room upstairs. I have seen that room personally. His preaching began from there. Later he rented another house for preaching. Despite that humble beginning, the world can now see the result of the preaching of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. As described by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, Mahaprabhu has said, Prithivite acheyata nagaradi grama sarvatra prachara hoibe mora nama. In Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, quote, My name shall be preached in as many towns and villages that will be in the world. Close quote. As predicted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can now see devotees chanting and dancing all over the world in the name of Nitai Gauranga. The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra has spread all over the world. No doubt this knowledge is transcendental, but it is necessary to properly follow the line of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Otherwise, after a few years, or 50 or 100 years, all will fall into the pit of Sahajiyaism, imitation. We must be ever cautious to follow the principle of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur Prabhupada. We have also seen that our Guru Maharaj could never accept anything but pure Vaishnavism. Many compromises have been seen in so-called Vaishnavism, but Srila Guru Maharaj would never mix such alloys. His talks were always completely straightforward, in the line of the pure, unalloyed devotion that was distributed in the world by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus it is clear that Guru Maharaj purely distributed unalloyed devotion all over the world. We have all seen that when Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada toured all over the world for preaching, he would regularly return to India and meet with Guru Maharaj. Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Rokok Sridhardev Goswami Maharaj, was his very intimate friend, and he also took Guru Maharaj as his Shiksha Guru. He would come to see how Guru Maharaj was keeping and give him a report about the progress of his preaching work. And Swami Maharaj said to Guru Maharaj, I am bringing raw materials from the West. You please purify and use these materials for the service of Mahaprabhu and Lord Krishna. For the general preaching, Srila Swami Maharaj distributed the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra all over the world. That is general preaching. But it is not that he did not know what good preaching is. He well knew. But he had to check himself, like Mahaprabhu. When many people came to see Mahaprabhu's dancing in his intoxication of divine love, he would come to Bhaya Dasha, that is, he would check himself. So we see that Swami Maharaj brought many fortunate souls from many countries to Krishna consciousness. He thought that a special group would necessarily require higher spiritual education. He mentioned this to Srila Guru Maharaj. He said, I am bringing raw materials. You please rectify them and use them for Mahaprabhu's service. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami came into this world and distributed real Vaishnavism. And by his grace, we have our Guru Maharaj. He is the Guru of both Srila Swami Maharaj and Srila Guru Maharaj. We can never come to the end of singing the glories of such great souls. How can we fully glorify the character of the supreme Vaishnavas? It is impossible to do them justice. We try, but time checks us. Anyway, today, this day of Sri Krishna Panchami is most auspicious. We can only pray at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur that he may be pleased with us. And no doubt, he is always pleased with us. Otherwise, how could we have a place in his sampradaya? Especially in the line of his very dearmost Srila Sridhar Maharaj. We have come under the guidance of Srila Guru Maharaj, so we have no doubt that we are very, very fortunate. But that is not the end of our work. We must proceed towards our destination. The blessings of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur and the Vaishnavas are always necessary. Everybody's well wishes are necessary for our practicing spiritual life. Sriman Mahaprabhu has said, Trinadapi sunichina taror iva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtanyaha sada harihi. Mahaprabhu has very kindly given us three rules. Trinadapi sunichina. Do not disturb anyone. Consider yourself lower than a blade of grass. Taror iva sahishnuna. Like a tree, tolerate everything in this mundane world. Amanina manadina. The life of service is the eternal property of the exalted jiva soul, or the liberated soul, and that is also the property of everyone. So you must respect everyone, without expecting respect in return. By following these principles, always sing the glories of the Supreme Lord Hari. We have received these instructions by the grace of Sriman Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Dev and Prabhupada Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. The purport of such teachings has its own subtle connotation, which must be in the proper line. We cannot follow the proper line of thought without taking shelter in the lotus feet of a genuine guru. Such are the teachings of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami. Previously, many shastras, many types of Vaishnavas and religions were to be seen in the world, but only after the appearance of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami was it openly clarified that the only necessity is a life of service to Krishna under the guidance of the genuine Guru and Vaishnava. May Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur be gracious upon us. Srila Guru Maharaj wrote many Sanskrit verses about him. They are so exalted that if we enter into the purport of only one of them, hours can pass unnoticed. After the departure of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Guru Maharaj wrote this shloka about him. Nikila Bhuvana Maya Chinna Vichchinna Katri Vibuddha Bahula Mrigya Mukti Mohanta Datri Shitilita Vidhi Ragaradhya Radesha Dhani Vilasatu Hridi Nityam Bhakti Siddhanta Vani. Srila Guru Maharaj himself said that if Srila Prabhupada were present to hear this shloka, he would have said that his entire personality had been embraced in only four lines. Revealing his own identity, Srila Guru Maharaj wrote, Vrishabhanu Suta Dayeta Nucharang Charanashrita Renu Dharastamaham Mahad Adbhuta Pavana Shakti Padang Pranamami Sada Prabhupada Padam. Quote, I eternally bow unto the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, who is the dearmost attendant of Vrishabhanu Nandini. By taking the dust of his lotus feet, Charanashrita Renu Dharaha, I have now become Sridhar Maharaj. The dust of his lotus feet is so glorious, it purifies everything in an astonishing and miraculous way. Mahad Adbhuta Pavana Shakti Padang. Glorious, wonderfully purifying lotus feet. End of quote. And end of the reading of chapter 22 of Affectionate Guidance by Srila Bhaktisundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj.